Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you cannot get on the call, you want to go ahead and maybe log in online at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. But if you're on the call, go ahead and share it with other people, and they can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad or PC, again at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. We want to get God's attention, don't we? And it's so fitting that we are recording this particular episode during a time of Lent. It's time for us to get back connected with God, get consistent again with God and your relationship with God, and understand the power of why Jesus went to the cross for us, and that's for us to be abundant. But I'm going to tell you something. There is not going to be any abundance without consistency. So you got to know that consistency is my key. Consistency is my key. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, and that's going to be chapter 15, verse 58. And I'm going to tell you something. There's really no commitment, I mean, no consistency without commitment. There's no consistency without commitment. And commitment is going to be the glue to your consistency. Commitment is going to be the glue for your consistency. And so I know that many people are still operating in irregularity, but you're looking for consistent results. It just does not work like that. And so when we go into the Lord right now, we got to ask him, just be 100 with us, God. Just be 100 with us, God, because sometimes we give you mixed messages. And so show me how I can be all the way in. All the way in, committed. And so I can have consistency in many areas of my life. Let's go to the Lord together. I'm here live from Detroit, Michigan, heading back to Atlanta, one-day trip. Just the power of commitment that no matter what, I got to do what I told God I would do. Let's get on the same page, family. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad. The choice, we're here in the land again of the living. We thank you, oh Father God, that on today we are praising your name, giving you the highest praise of hallelujah, not because of what you are going to be doing for us, but just because of who you are, the great I am. Father God, we are so honored that you even thought of us to make us in the likeness of your image. What a privilege just to be your highest creation. Wow. Forgive us, oh Lord, that many a times we just take that for granted. And help us. Holy Spirit, come down like never before and take over here. This is your show, Power Starts Your Day. We have no power without you. Teach us, guide us, direct us, and bring all things that we learned before we got here to this earth into our remembrance, that we may act and walk in them consistently. We know that inconsistency is connected to mediocrity, and we are the head and not the tail. So we want to walk in it. We want to honor you as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. They will be knowing who sent us. We bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, good morning, good morning, good morning. And cool, it's good. You guys can start coming in the queue. I saw some people already moving in. That's so awesome. So awesome. Let's be consistent with that as well. I love that. And I want us to go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And I need us to understand that there is no consistency without commitment. And I'm going to first read our scripture, and I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to ask yourself out loud, does that sound like me? Does that sound like who I am now, Lord? If we want God to be 100 with us, we got to be 100 with him. And wait for the answer. Here it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, if you're just dialing in, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, I know some people will stop there and say, knowing that your labor is not in vain, and they will stop there, forgetting to say in the Lord, meaning that if you are working for the Lord, if you're doing this, not just so that people can call your name, if you're doing this for God to get the glory, whatever you're doing, when I'm saying this, then God has to show up. He's consistent to his word. I want to ask you, does that describe you? Let's speak. You say, I don't know. I'm not reading my Bible every day. So that language is not speaking to me. It's not supposed to speak to your head. It's supposed to speak to your spirit. We have to worship God in spirit and in truth. And this time of Lent is a great time to get back connected, because it may put you on track for consistency. But let me ask you this. This is how Webster say it. And let's say, he says, consistency is marked by harmony, regularity, or steady continuity, free from variation or contradiction, steadfast adherence to the same principles, course, or form. We have a system, family. Do you pick and choose what part of it that you're doing? Is it irregular, or are you in harmony, in regularity, steady continuity, pacing? See, if you guys pay attention to what I train you, because I get it from the Holy Spirit, there's no way I'm this smart that I could know all of this. And this is what I need you guys to know. Even on yesterday, when I share with you, you got to seek wisdom and ask God, because that's what I do. I don't know everything. And guess what? I'm glad that I don't think I know everything, because if I did, I wouldn't ask. People who think they got it won't ask. They won't ask. But you got to ask the right person, and you got to ask the right question. And the question I'm asking, does that sound like you? Harmony, regularity, steady, continuity. Are you free from contradiction? And some people say, yeah, I'm down. I'm really in it. I really want to help people, but their life is in a contradiction where it looks like I'm too tired to help anybody. I'm too perplexed to help anybody. I got too much drama to help anybody. Is there a contradiction to your principles or your course? That is going to give you the clue about consistency, but we said there's no consistency without commitment. So I need this other part. Commitment, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause. If you don't know your why, you don't know what or why you're doing what you're doing, there's no cause. So there can't be any commitment if there's not a clear cause. Does it sound like you? Do you feel like there's an obligation? See, when I say I am connecting the dots between the haves and the have-nots, my eyes have been able to see so many people who are in lack and in need. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about when you're a person that's even inconsistent in your relationships, even inconsistent, whether even it's in loyalty or dedication to even people or your business or what have you, there's a lack there. There is something missing. When you see people that do things to hurt other people, you just scratch your head and you say, there has to be something missing, something that person does not have, where they don't feel secure enough to be consistent or committed. A person has challenges being steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Sometimes people may, I hear it because I'm a leader and that's my job. I know that's my job is to help people get back on track because God put me on track and he said, I didn't do this just for you. I didn't do this just so that you could roll around in cars and houses. I didn't do this just for you. I didn't even do this just for your family. I did this for my people. And I say, yay, Lord. My yes will be my yes, and I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't get hard. This is where your faith is tested. And you got to continue to be consistent. I love what Tony Robbins says about our life because if you are focusing on how do I want to finish this thing, I don't know what day it's going to finish. I don't know what hour it's going to finish. And inside my life is also my business. I want to hit it hard. I want to make a difference. I want to make an impact. Who is making impact without consistency? Who's going to talk about you, about how great you were in their life without consistency? You in, you out, you on, you off, you down, you're not down. Which one is it? The irregularity begins to even break down trust. Now, I know most people start thinking about trust, and the main thing is, I don't trust you. They always go in to the outside. But I want to bring this in for a minute with you with consistency. Most people who are inconsistent, if we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, most people who are inconsistent in things that they're doing, they don't trust God. So that's why we got to start there. They don't trust God. They don't trust that God is literally going to deliver on his word. So they're like, why should I keep going? Why should I keep doing what you say? I'm not seeing it, Lord. Why do I keep going? They don't trust God. You say, oh, what you talking about, Nicole? I do trust God. But then why are you not doing what you say? He said it. I didn't. I didn't make up the word. This word has been around way before I got here. I'm just saying what he said. He said, look, not only that you don't trust me, you don't love me. He said, well, if you love me, you will do my commandments. You'll do what I told you to do. If you trust me, you'll be steadfast and immovable always. Make up your mind. I love what Tony Robin says about consistency. He says it's not what we do once in a while that shape our lives, is what we do consistently. It's not what you do once in a while. It's not what you do while you think people are watching. It's not what you do while your upline is calling. It's not what you do while you're in the midst of everybody else. You're at the events and somebody say, who want to win? You raise your hand, you start clapping, you go home, and you do everything that people do that's losing. Nothing. You do everything that people do who wants to be in my mediocrity. I just do it sometimes. You do everything that people do who are lacking commitment. I just do it when I want to. We're shaping up some leaders of the world on this line on today. Where else you gonna get it from? Who gonna tell you this? You trying to win in business, but it first starts winning. You first have to start winning in life. You first have to start winning with yourself. You got to start conquering that part of yourself that wants to keep you where you are. Well, how do you do that? With practice. You do it with practice. You do it with the calendar. You got to use the resources, something to hold you accountable. Some people are asking a little too much from people that they just met, even your upline. Sometimes you're looking for too much from them. Sometimes you're looking for too much from people who says, you know what, I want to partner with you. And you say, I don't want to partner. I need you to do it for me. This is what I want us to do. I want us to open up the line. I want to ask, does consistency describe you? And if not, just say, I want it to. I want that to be me. I want, if consistency is my key, I want that to be me. Prime example with the consistency and the commitment and the idea of me here in a smack dab in the middle. We are doing probably the biggest month we've done, the biggest month I've ever done, the biggest month that most of my leaders have ever done in their entire life in business. And my commitment will still have me on. Creating my calendar around my commitments to be consistent. And then I had to leave and travel into my home office, which was amazing. And I needed that. I mean, spending time with our co-founders and now, you know, getting some clarity for even our event that's coming up on Saturday that I got note that it's sold out and they're looking at expanding the room. And so the thing is that commitment will lead you into doing things regularly. It'll just be who you are. It'll be like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. And people will try to interrupt you. You got people who with irregular calendars who don't have much to do and they will try to interrupt yours or they're all over the place. And as soon as they call, they want you to be Johnny on the spot, but you already have things scheduled. You're consistent and you're committed. You have things in place already. But I know that without the commitment, there's no way I could be consistent. Let's open up the call and say, if it doesn't describe you, just be honest, because being honest helps everyone. It helps everyone. People out here love to stay in a place of dishonesty. If you're honest, then now you're opening up. And when you open up, you're given an opportunity for the right things, the right principles to come in. When you open up, the right things and principles can come in and now begin to shape you into who God called you to be. 812-947-901. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. Let's go on. I think they thought they were. They can hear 732 last four 6557. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Have a good day.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm okay, Nicola. I just thank God for having me on this call this morning, and for being on the call consistently. Before this week, I really felt like I was in a place of inconsistency because I was reaching out to many, many people. I talked to over 100 people a day within social media and, you know, within my daily routine of my daily day. I've been knocked off of Facebook about 6 times, disabling my page. So I was wondering, you know, if it was just because of my consistency that my pages keep getting knocked down. However, I didn't give up on myself. I stayed consistent. I made another page. This page has been up for about a week, and I've calculated about 500 leads total with numbers and email addresses. However, I woke up this morning, and that consistent page has been disabled again. That's not going to stop me. Why? Because this is my 6th page, which lets me know that I am on the road and the path of consistency. I'm on the road of not giving up. I'm on that path of saying, you know what, if they knock me down 10 times, I'm going to get up again, because I've become committed to people. I haven't become committed to my business. I've become committed to helping people that's been through things that I've gone through that I can see. They can't see it sometimes, but I can see it. So I just thank God for this call every morning, because I was in a place of inconsistency this morning. And in fact, when I found out that my Facebook got disabled, I said, you know, immediately my ego said, I'm not getting on that morning call. But my spirit and my soul, it directed me to that morning call, because I knew that I get on that morning call consistently every day, no matter how I feel. So I just want to say, yes, I am on the road of consistency, no matter how much trials and tribulations come my way, because in this business for the people. And I thank you, Nicola, today. I thank you.
You know what? I thank you for your consistency, and I thank you for your honesty, because let me help you here for a minute. Yesterday, I know I couldn't take any callers, but I talked about some points about consistency is a test of your faith. But I also inside of there shared and said, you know what? Acknowledge that you're going to face some trials, but ask for wisdom. No reason to wing it. You don't have to wing it. So you got to get the help that you need and the training you need. So if your Facebook page is getting shut down that many times, that sounds like you need some expert help. Who you wanna inbox me and inbox me now in my personal page, and I want to, or you can't do it.
I'm gonna have Jeanette inbox you for me, because that's my close friend. But everything
is
going to color. But
I got you.
You know,
let me help you.
That, you know, yeah, I'm gonna call Jeanette so that she can help me get in contact with you personally, Nicola. But I just thank everyone for being on this call, and I'm just a living witness that, you know, consistency does pay off, because all those people that, you know, I thought I lost, they came right back. No matter if they seen it was the 6th page, they came right back. And no matter if they didn't sign up, they made sure that I had their number this time. They made sure that I had some type of connection with them. Because, you know, social media, we have to realize we can't just depend on social media. We have to get out there belly to belly. And this is what God is pushing me to do. He's like, listen, you've been out there in sales. You've done door-to-door sales. You have to go and master your master points, your PowerPoints. You have to get out there and do belly to belly. Social media is not just it. So this is my fire under my tail to just really push me out there, because God is saying, are you not listening to me? How many times do I have to knock you off of this social media for you to realize that I need you to move your feet?
My Lord, you are so on point. And you opening up today opened you up to the help that you're going to need, because you have the fire. And it's so powerful that God gave me that, let consistency fire you up. And I said, okay. And then he said, but no consistency without commitment. So I went with that this morning. But he said, let consistency fire you up. And you came right after. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to make it. Have her contact me, and we're going to connect. We're going to connect. I was going to do a call for you guys. I was in a meeting with my co-founders on yesterday, but don't you worry. I got you, baby. I got you. 706, last four, 3907. Good morning. 706, last four, 3907. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you this morning?
I'm amazing, queen. Good morning.
Good morning. I do, because I like to be transparent. I would like to be consistency to be a part of me. I haven't been doing that lately. To give you a little backlash on last year, I had a, you know, I have something concerning my health, and so I'm not able to work. But God clearly said, you have a business. Work your business. This has been a blessing. That what I took for granted, and didn't appreciate the blessing. Now I'm so thankful for it. I'm honestly so thankful for it. So consistency is a part of my, you know, it's not where I want it to be now. I want to get there, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm listening more every day before I even get to do anything. I'm on my knees. I'm praying. I'm reading my scriptures. And then I go forth with anything else, you know. And I'm just like the previous caller. Social media, it's okay, but, you know, I'm getting out there and talking to people face-to-face. My daughter even told me, she said, Mom, she said, social media is not going to work for you, she said, because people need to see you face-to-face. People take to you when you have conversations with them face-to-face. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I have been posting still on social media, but I've been out there also getting, talking to people. And when I tell you, God has opened doors for me. A woman invited me to speak at a financial literacy workshop in May. I never imagined even being able to do anything like that. I had to submit a proposal for this. So I thank God, and thank God for you, Nicola. I'm going to still work on my consistency, because it's not where I desire to be, but I know I'm going to have an impact on lots and lots of people. I'm going to help change their lives, as well as my life being changed in the meantime.
My mercy. I can tell you this. I want you to know something. What I'm hearing, my God, my God, my God. God is openly answering the prayer. I just want to know, Lord, do they get it? Don't keep worrying about what you can't do. Do what you can do. Social media is one thing, but if you're steadfast and movable, you're not going to put anything, including social media, in control of your success. And those people that you meet belly to belly, you can bring them in your world in social media. But I love what the first caller said. I got to have the contacts. I got to have their contacts, because what if Mark Zuckerberg fall out with somebody and they say you can't get on Facebook again? What if he bought Instagram too? So what if they fall out? What is your business going to be like? What is your family going to do? There's a transfer of wealth that's happening. And it's transferring to the consistent, committed people. You say, I want mine. You better get out there. Good morning, 330, last 40757. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you?
Good morning. I'm awesome. I'm amazing. I'm going to be getting ready here to get to this. I'm at a hotel in the airport, so I just got to get dressed and go on down to the gate. I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you. But consistency does not look like me, but I really want it to. But I operate majority of the time out of fear. I'm in a place where all my children are grown, and I've been mommy and wife, you know, for all of my adult life. I was 19, I had my oldest son. So my entire life I've been mommy and wifey to my husband, and I'm at that place where I'm trying to figure out who I am in order to create consistency in my life.
You want to know who are you?
Yeah.
And I want you to know you're fearfully and wonderfully made. But let me tell you something. You can hear those words, and they're going in your ears and first into your mind, but you got to let it go into your heart. All I can tell you is I became dangerous to the enemy when I began to understand that I was fearfully and wonderfully made by an all-knowing, all-powerful God. I say, me? You talking about the one who is least likely to succeed? You're talking about the one who was taking her children into two different prisons just so that they'll know who their daddy was? You're talking about me? And he say, yes, you. Not only you, but everybody else you come in contact with, you better let them know that it's not only about you, it's all about them. And I'm going to tell you this. The gifts that you had to be, you said being the wife and the mom, you know what consistency is. You know what commitment is. It's time for you to also start being that for yourself. Guess what's going to happen? You become a better wife and a better mom. I want you to understand something. That if you make the decision that you really want consistency to be yours, you can start with first God. I said that today. I said most people are inconsistent because they think God ain't going to show up. He's not going to deliver. If I were to tell you some things that God has done in my life or things that I've said to him, and it looks impossible. But I will stand on the word. That's why I say go first to God. When he said all things are possible. Only through Christ, though. I said, I got to go that way. That's why I'm telling y'all that's where to start. You think it has nothing to do with business, but it has everything to do in business because that's the only way you're going to be steadfast and immovable. That's the only way you're going to be unbreakable. That's the only way. Because I believe that if God made me, he's the only one that can break me. When he says it's over, nobody else gets to choose that. No one else gets to choose that. If the voice is gone, that's when he says, shut up. As long as the voice is open, I open my mouth and you can hear a voice, I'm going to speak what he told me to speak. So what is he telling you to speak? You need to speak your truth. Somewhere along the way, that was quenched. And so it gave you some specific things to do. Yesterday, first and foremost, you got to prepare every day with your prayer and your personal. I shared this yesterday. Then you got to acknowledge that you're going to face trials of many kinds, not some kind. Y'all want to pick and choose what you're going to go through. You cannot pick and choose what you're going to go through because God made you. Your perspective of it makes difference. Now you ask for wisdom. Don't try to wing it. Don't try to keep asking your girlfriends who don't have the answer. Don't keep trying to ask people who ain't got. Ask God. He's got all the answers. Don't wing it. Go to his word. And every day is a training day. If you open up, you let some good things in. But then if you're with God, you know the good, the bad things got to come out. And you know that they can't stay. And if you don't know what your end goal focus is, it's going to be difficult for you to be committed. Remember, commitment was to a cause. You got to be committed to a cause. You got to know why and what you're doing. I know it's going to feel like you're not getting anywhere some days. It's supposed to. That's what faith is for. And you can't see. is what you can't see, or what you feel is unreachable, is where the faith comes in. Will you allow it in? You want to say, I don't know who I am. Go to Google. Say, Google, tell me who God say I am. See what comes up. And you go. Now, Google ain't going to be able to give you the whole story. You got to go open that Bible. And if I were you, I don't know. I have this one Bible. Ooh, this Bible looks so beat up. This Bible so beat up. My son is going to be 24. And I got that Bible when he probably was either one going on two, maybe about two. The Bible looked like it. I said, ooh, the Bible looked like what I've been through. Thank God for weave and makeup and cute clothes and stuff like that. Because the Bible looked like what I've been through. I'm going to take a picture of that Bible. I show people that Bible before. And I don't even like people to touch that Bible because that Bible has been through so much with me and the prayers that have opened up when I pray and I open up that Bible. Oh, my mercy. The cover looked like it's trying to come off. But that Bible is where I begin to really understand who I was. That's why I tell people, I don't know everything. I tell you, go back to where I went to. I love you guys. I hope you know that. But if I can love you, and some of you guys I've never even seen or touched, hopefully I'll see you guys on this weekend, see you guys on tonight. You better get to your meetings, that's for sure. Be consistent. But if I can love you, you got to be able to love yourself. Can't do that without first loving God. I believe God. I don't know about y'all. I believe what he said. A whole bunch of folk done lied to me. They'll tell me all kind of stuff about me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I love y'all. Have a blessed day.